no techie.
Mm-hmm. So it is July 1st, Tuesday. Roll call.
Mike.
Here.
Vicki.
Here.
Pete.
Here.
Sean.
Here.
Bill is absent.
Stand and say the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Gender corrections or additions? Hearing none.
Sarah's on her way.
Then we will move on to emergency management.
A busy day, busy couple days.
Busy week.
Busy week.
Yeah. Yeah, I just wanted to give you a little update because I didn't send an email out because I figured I would just meet with you guys at this meeting. If you needed anything, you'd call. It just, every time I turn, I'd have somebody new calling or stopping in my office or I'd have to leave and, you know, go visit people. But so, obviously, June 20th was the storm. We had, from what I've got gathered and what we went and looked out at.
Well, I was going to make sure my mic is turned off.
Debbie's on.
Debbie, your mic's on.
It was off.
It's on. Five homes total damaged where they're not livable. So I had four completely destroyed. The county, out in the county, there was four destroyed completely and one that's destroyed but not, and they can't, it's unlivable, so they're going to have to rebuild.
Can we have the names of these people? No.
You can come see me afterwards. I don't want to say it on here
okay,
just because.
Where were they all at? I know.
Two out north of Urbana and two south of Valley City and one southwest of Valley City.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
We went out that Saturday morning. I had the National Weather Service here with me, and we went out and did damage assessment with him. And preliminary, I still haven't gotten any final reports from him. I've got to contact them today and see, because I'm getting a lot of calls wanting to know exactly our wind speeds and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. I haven't gotten anything from them, but they've confirmed some stuff in Minnesota already, so... preliminary as of last week was an EF2 south and southwest of Valley City and EF3 out by western part of the county out by north of Urbana there. Like I said, we're waiting on reports from National Weather Service. And so, yeah, lots of damage to farms, storage, grain bins. It's crazy how bad it is. As almost every farmyard has some sort of either grain bins down or shops down. So my planning and zoning will be busy coming up.
So did you get updates from the electric companies?
I have not. Somebody's not muted. I haven't gotten any updates lately.
So that whole weekend after that storm, Otter Tail had updates on at least three times a day.
Cass County Electric had a bunch on Facebook. They were updating.
But not everybody is on Facebook.
Yep.
And it annoyed the hell out of me. When I had the cabin out at the lake, it wasn't a week that went by that I didn't get an announcement that or a text that said, the power's going to be out at home, the power's going to be out at the lake, they're fixing something. There was a storm, something got knocked out. That weekend, I got a text 5 minutes after the power went out. It's like, really? I'm sitting in the dirt. You don't think I know that?
Right.
I called in to request that I was notified so I knew when to turn my generator off. Yeah, I never got that. There was not one text.
I don't know it.
I don't know if they kept anybody updated.
That's not me.
Yeah.
No. I got emails and text messages. Do you have
Well, you have Otter Tail, right? Or do you have Cass County?
I have Cass County.
You have Cass County.
I got a text that said I was without power, but I didn't get one that said.
No, I never got any text through that whole thing. And I checked News Dakota, Times Record, KFGO.
Yep, I can
KBLY. Otter Tail had updates at least three times a day. Cass County had zero.
I can touch base with Cass County Electric and Otter Tail.
Okay. And I'm not the only one that was complaining, trust me.
My yard light's still out. They weren't. I have them on my... I told them to put out a list after they get done restoring power because I
Are you Cass County or Otter Tail?
Cass County.
Yeah, and Cass County was the quicker one, getting most of their people up faster.
Oh, yeah, everything that the guys did, or that was out there, I mean, I have nothing against what they were doing, getting it restored, but it just annoyed me that they could
you
have
didn't at least get updates.
Well, and I requested a phone call, and so did a lot of other people that have talked to me that didn't get the phone call to say the power's back on. Well, unless you get that phone call.
You don't, yeah.
And in my yard, yes, I know in the evening when the power's back on because my yard light only works on line.
My parents knew because the generator must have kicked off when the power.
No,
that's the only reason. That's the only way they know too. Is like if the power, you know, to deal with the generator. But anyways, yeah, I'll check. I'll touch base with them. Like I said, I'm waiting on final reports from the National Weather Service, and then we are also working on damages. Trying to get all the damages together from the cities. The county doesn't really have a lot.
We have a lot of signs.
Yeah, there's a lot of signs. I have townships that have turned in for signs. And we're just trying to meet the threshold for a FEMA disaster to have one declared. So right now, everybody's supposed to get their stuff into the state by Thursday. So we're
I did mention to the city of Sanborn that all that removal of those huge cottonwoods that blocked every road should be.
Yep, they are.
I
sent it off to the to Dana, the fire chief, and I asked him to forward it on to somebody at the city because I don't have a contact. And I'll touch base with those people today just to verify that they're working on it because they have to get it in. Cities have to submit it themselves to the state, or they can give it to me and I can submit it to them directly. But I haven't heard from Sanborn yet.
Because of Wimbledon, holy.
Well, and the state. DES was here last week doing damage assessments too, and they went up in Wimbledon, Daisy, and Leal, and they're working on those three themselves. They decided that they would, while they were up there, they'd help out, and they're helping with those three cities get everything together for those three. But I'm waiting on Sibley and then Sanborn and Rogers. Rogers contacted me yesterday.
They were
so
pretty
I'm working
bad
on there.
Too.
Yeah, Rogers was a mess too.
Yeah.
Well, every town in the county except to the south had a mess, but.
Is Pillsbury still incorporated? Or?
Pillsbury has a mess, and I got to put a request out for volunteers today for them.
What's the deadline?
July 3rd.
July 3rd?
To get it to the state, and because that gives the state, because the state has until the 21st, so they have 30 days past, or 30 days from the time the disaster happened. So they have 30 days from the 20th. So the state has to have it to FEMA. Or the state has to do theirs, put it all together, have the governor sign it, send it to FEMA, and then FEMA's got to okay it, and then the state's got to sign something, then FEMA declares a disaster. So it's kind of a long process, and there's nothing out there for individuals. So if anybody asks you, as of right now, there's nothing. We can't, I mean, they can contact Red Cross, anything their insurance doesn't cover, Red Cross might be able to help with, but there's nothing from FEMA for individuals. I've been getting a lot of those phone calls wondering if there's anything out there to help pay for their tree removal and their, you know, debris removal and their house stuff and the grain bins and all that stuff. And there's nothing out there right now. And I know Doug Goring, I know the governor is going to be in Fargo today and have a press conference about something for the ag side of things. They're trying to come up with some sort of temporary storage, I believe, for the harvest. But I'll listen in on that. And I think it's at 1:00, I think. He's going to be in Fargo for that at NDSU. And then we declared an emergency on Saturday. Had Bill sign that Saturday morning on the 21st. And then really the only damage that we have seen is obviously the tree here. You guys, I don't know if you guys saw that thing before they took it out. That thing was huge. Just missed the courthouse. And then there was a little bit of damage to the fence down at the South Tower. Other than that, Jamie didn't have any major damage that she's going to submit for because it's not anything that she didn't feel needed to be submitted for.
We don't submit for road
signs. Just pulling trees off a road, huh?
Road signs we don't submit.
Doesn't sound like she has that many, but...
What's your phone number?
Mine?
The one that you would have for emergency management.
845?
Yeah.
8188.
That was before, though, wasn't it? Oh, I thought that was before.
But yeah, that's something that'll be insurance that takes care of that. That's not something we can submit for the FEMA disaster. So, yeah. Any questions for me?
None other than what I had.
Let me tell you, the people in our county are good people. Mm-hmm. The volunteers have been outstanding. The cities have worked their tails off. It's nice to see. Saturday morning, right away when we went out, I went out that morning and drove around town while I was waiting for the National Weather Service guy to get here. And then just people everywhere were picking things up, you know. And then when we went out to the first homes we went to were the ones out by Urbana, north of Urbana, because he wanted to hit the homes that got damaged by the tornado that he knew, you know, that we knew kind of where the path was. And they already had people there cleaning up at all the homes we went to. We went to all, well, except for the fifth one, there was nobody there, but nobody was even around. But the other places that had homes completely damaged, there was people moving stuff out. I mean, it was really good to see the people step up. So, and we do have a storm shelter set up now.
That was nice. I mean, I don't know if it's needed, but it's nice.
Well, we have them listed, but the problem with that is we don't have anybody to man them. Like, I could go down and man them, but I have to have a key to get into these places. Unless we use the courthouse, you know. But I got in touch with Connect Church because they have that huge basement, a huge, nice area for lots of people. And he's the lead pastor there is from Kentucky. His name is Logan Wells. He's knows all about tornadoes. So he was more than willing to open it up. We're just going to try to... We're going to try to stock some supplies there so they have them for future. Right now, he doesn't really have much. I think they were picked up like a case of water just in case when Friday, because people are very scared right now. You know, they were on Friday when they heard there was a possible storm coming. You know, people are, it's so fresh and everybody's panicking. And yeah. Yep. And then I want to work with each little town too to see, make sure if there's a place. I talked to somebody from Sanborn the other day and they're like, well, everybody just goes to their neighbors. And I was like, well, that's fine if that's what people want to do. But I said, we have shelter locations for like if we have to open a shelter, if some, you know, if a tornado wiped out a town, we have a shelter place for people to go, but not a storm shelter in each town where there's a basement. So that's the next project. But otherwise, it's
there used to be a storm place in Sanborn. It used to be at the bottom of the post office, but the post office is abandoned.
I was going to say, that is abandoned now, so you don't want to go in there.
You don't have to go in there.
I think like a piece of the roof came off of that, didn't it?
Yeah.
I was going to say, I saw a tin laying there.
Yeah.
So, but yep, that's all in all, and it's been pretty calm. I'm not going to say the Q word. It's been pretty calm this week so far. Good. And I had a couple of calls Saturday. Other than that, it's been...
Well, thanks for all your extra time.
Yeah, a lot of...
Because I know you put in extra time.
I did.
There's some stuff that might be coming in this weekend, too.
Yeah, it sounds like another storm Friday.
Yeah.
So. I was going to go to the Combine Demolition Derby in Fargo, but we'll see if I'll go to that now.
You go out to your dad's place and watch that.
I'm not sitting at my dad's. They took down the grain bins yesterday.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, they had, I think Sherbinski came over and put them in a pile.
On Sunday, they're doing it at Obershawn.
Yep.
So
yep.
Probably same outfit.
Yeah, it's kind of sad to see.
Did it all of them, or did he save the one? Was one bin good or not?
Of my dad's?
Yeah. Were they all down?
One big one is okay.
It looked
dented
like one.
A little bit.
Okay.
But there's six total gone, and it's bare. But the dryer's fine.
That's good.
They just put it in a couple weeks ago. Oh. 3 weeks ago, I think. So the dryer.
Is there any chance of getting grain bins by fall?
Huh?
Is there any chance they get grain bins by fall?
I don't know.
Doubt it.
No, Maynard Flat lost one, and he said Trip Lee had told him maybe by fall he'd
get it. I think that's the thing that the governor wants to do, too, is try to get people some grain storage up before fall. That's part of it, I think.
Because they told him that, you know, with grain prices down nationwide, there's not a lot of demand for bins right now, so they're bringing in crews from wherever, Texas, wherever they can.
I think the governor's trying to...
And they could get maybe some bins up by fall.
Because there's a lot of elevators, too, that
have
some sort of damage.
Well, peak elevators...
Every elevator I've seen yesterday had damage.
Peak elevator is down, and I don't know if it'll be up by harvest. So the old house is...
I don't know how much they do, but they're...
Page is barley and sunflowers.
It's wrecked.
There is no storage. Well, the old annex. Well, and they can't even use that because it ripped the leg off the top.
Oh, yep.
No, it's, you know, corn harvest be interesting.
Its harvest is going to be very soon. So.
Okay.
All right.
Well, good job.
Okay, thanks, Jessica.
Sarah.
Sorry, I was late. I apologize.
No, that's fine.
That's okay.
We just move on.
You were great today.
my new employee is on his way down. They were busy, and he was helping out on the council. So,
who's that now?
His name is Ethan Waters. He's a young man who worked at the weed department previously as a summer part-time guy.
Last year, sure.
Yeah, he was up in Devil's Lake working and going to college up there, and he was working at for the juvenile detention, like reentry program. And I asked him if he'd rather go to the jail, and he said no. He wanted to work at dispatch, and I said okay. And so I tried, but I'm happy that we got to keep him because he's been absolutely rocking it. He was working the day that Saturday after the large storm, and he just went to work. And he answered phones, and it's fitting in very well, and really rocking it through training. So he's been a great addition. So he's on his way down. I'll introduce you, but he's been a fantastic addition. We're very happy to have him, and he says he really likes it. So my other trainee, Andrea Hetland, is getting kicked out of training here pretty soon. She's going to be on probation. She's just got a couple things to finish up on her checklist. Basically, it's real just paperwork stuff now at this point. So she'll be out, and then my other trainee, Ian, decided to put in his 2 weeks' notice. He decided it was not the job for him. So I think he was potentially interested in moving to a different department, so he's going to do an application there. Sad to see him go, but I appreciated his honesty, and, you know, we like.
How far into the training was he?
He had been here since December, so he's about 6-7 months in.
Quite a while.
Yeah.
I wish he would have made up his mind earlier.
Yeah. It's, you know, it's hard because you get the basics down, but when you start combining it all, sometimes that's when people realize that that's not for them, when you have to start doing all of the things at once. And that's okay. It is what it is. So
how many people do you have?
I would be down one position technically.
So
I'm okay.
I mean,
so
how many total do we have?
I'd have to count.
Like a dozen?
12 with me,
yeah,
I think. So.
I think in a dozen.
Yeah, and Chris Westerhausen retired officially.
Yeah, I see that.
Yeah, so she's still at the city, but she was only working 2 to 6 Wednesday and Thursday. And she's, you know, wants to enjoy her summers and her grandbabies. She's got like a bazillion of them. and she had been in dispatch, I think, for like 29 years or something like that. It's been a really long time since they had initially started it. So this is Ethan.
Hi.
Hello, Ethan.
Yep, this is our commissioners. Bill's gone today, but this is Pete. He's our other portfolio
Pete
holder.
Paulson. Good morning.
Sean Lawson, Mike Schwer, and then Vicki Lovell. So
you worked for the weed board last year.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Welcome aboard.
Yes. Welcome.
Thank you.
I was bragging about you working the day after the storm. And you and Chrissy got your butts handed to you.
Yeah.
And you just
been busy.
Answered to. They were actually busier that Saturday with phone calls than they were Friday night, technically, because we do the after hours public works dispatching for the power outages, and had a lot of calls. So.
Hey, Sarah, just had your.
Yeah.
They did awesome Saturday. Thank you, Ethan.
Yeah. They
good
really
to have
did
you
amazing
on board. So
this looks like a job you'd stick with for a while, or for a while. Yeah. Good. Yeah.
We have to let you out, so you're stuck in there, I think.
Yeah.
So. Okay. Yeah. Yep, and you're from Valley City.
Yep.
So he's from here, his family's here.
Yeah,
that's how I know him.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Your dad works up with the salvage, right?
Mm-hmm.
Glad you're on board.
Me too. Yeah, that's all it is. Sorry to make you drive all the way down here for that.
Nice to meet you.
Thanks, sir.
We won't put you on the spot anymore.
He's a nice young kid. So, but he's doing great. Like I said, Andrea is just about out of training. We're just finishing up paperwork now at this point. So,
had he thought of law enforcement at one time?
That's
what he was talking about last year when he worked for the weed board, law enforcement or the Army.
Yeah. So. Yeah, he was thinking about law enforcement, he had said, and that's kind of why I was like, well, what about the jail?
Yeah.
Or, you know, because that's, and he said, well, I just don't know that I'm ready for that yet. And so I think I would like this. And I said, okay.
Sure.
You know, so even if he does eventually go to the SO or something, or, you know, at least he'll stay in the county, and he'll have a good foundation on him, at least in dispatch then, and or maybe he'll be a lifer with us, which would be fine too.
Yeah.
So He's doing great.
They
I mean, he's just filled
the job.
Well, it takes all kinds, right?
Yes.
And he's just assimilated well. I mean, he dove right in head first, and he kind of had to that Saturday. It was all hands on deck. Mm-hmm. So that's my department update. And I'll go into the storm quick, too, just because I want to brag on my team a little bit. I went up at about 10:30 Friday night, because when everything started going off, I had a dispatcher and a trainee working. When all the sirens started and whatnot, they had called in extra staff, thankfully, because we knew we were going to be busy with the National Weather Service calling and whatnot. There were four of us up there. One of my night shift supervisor and myself were up there with the other two, plus the trainee, and we were swamped. I actually had Jason Thiel come up and set up an additional phone so I could help answer admin lines because we were just overwhelmed. But they nailed it. They killed it. I think so. The first 12 hours, we did 219 calls for service. And we had 480 emergency and non-emergency phone calls. We had about 20 different agencies that we called out probably during that initial first 3 hours. We had 1,386 phone calls on two of the consoles. That's huge. Mm. So we basically did 30% of our average monthly call volume in less than, it was about 52 hours. It would have been over 48, but less than 72 because the event started Friday night. And then ended, you know, really on Saturday evening is when the call volume finally started to slow down. But that's huge for us. For two councils, that's huge. It's very easy to overwhelm two councils. But they, like I said, my staff nailed it. The coordination, I sat back and watched, and I was just in awe. A couple of the staff members from the jail kept coming over and checking on us because the generator came on, which was really great. They were amazing, too. And one of them commented, like, I hope we're not bothering you. And I said, no, it's fine. And they said, it is absolutely incredible to sit here and watch you guys just kill it. I said, well, thank you. I'm not doing anything. It's them doing it, sitting at the council. I was just there. I was able to do Everbridges and whatnot. So I was able to take an Everbridge and send that out to, like, Sanborn, Eccleston, Urbana. And I did a polling message to reply one if you're trapped in your home and need help, reply two if you're safe and do not need assistance. I also did that south of Valley City, too, just to make sure that we didn't miss anybody, essentially, or if we needed to start a grid search or something, because we had Valley City Police Department, the fire department, down there after we started getting reports of the destruction in those areas. So,
I watched that one, Southstone.
The coordination between the agencies was absolutely amazing. Typically, communication is something that we struggle with in an event like that, just because of the limited resources that we have for communication. And the radio channels were very busy, but it was very, it was a well-oiled machine. I'm just truly, I haven't watched anything like that. It was incredible. Andrea Sturr has been working in dispatch for 21 years. I've probably longer than that. I've been here for 16 years and I've never worked an event like that. It was nuts.
So do those houses south of town have warning or not? Because when I heard the first, if there was KBLY or radio, it would, the tornado already went back up.
You know, if they get the National Weather Service notifications on their
phone.
That
was even after.
It would have been, Everbridge does, it's the other, my plug for Everbridge in the community and signing up for that, the Alert Barnes County. You can go to the website, Barnes County website, and go to the dispatch page. The sign-up's right there. The National Weather Service, when they send out their teletypes, like what we get and when we set off the sirens, that will ping your phone. And Everbridge sends that out automatically. We don't have to push that out. And that will be, you know, ding your phone and do the alerts and whatnot. And the Everbridge one went off before the
Weather Service?
The Weather Service one did, because the teletype is faster. So that's my plug for Everbridge.
No, I got to know one, but it was after I went out west of my yard because I'd been watching KBLY and called Vicki because they were sitting on the Sanborn exit.
Yeah.
The tornado
it looked
had
like it
right
was right
west.
At my place. Ooh, so it's like, and then the power went out.
Yeah. And then after that, I went out on the west side and seen the wall cloud and came back in the yard and the kids were putting vehicles away. And then I decided to drive back out there with the pickup and I'm going, no, that can't be a tornado. And I went a little further west, so I got on the top of the hill west of my place, and I'm going, and it was right in line with the Cuba elevator, so it's like, that is not the one in Sanborn.
What time was that?
I don't even remember. But it was the one that hit South of town.
Kind of like 9 o'clock?
It was about 9:15, 9:30. Yeah. Yeah. We were at the movie theater when it all about, started.
Yeah, and it was good and dark already. So, yeah. I mean, from the storm, not from... But, yeah, and I'm going... I got back in the house because me and Shane stayed out there and watched it for a little bit until it disappeared and went back to the house, and that's when I finally got the notification from NOAA that it was a tornado. So hopefully West further, they got the notification soon, because otherwise it would have been after the fact.
Yeah, and I think I did ask Jess if we'll do like a large debriefing and whatnot, and I think that'll be once everything gets cleaned up and whatever, and then we'll just review things, because I know there's questions and whatnot. There's always questions afterwards, right? But my team will do an internal debrief, and we automatically review those calls as part of our QA process and whatnot as well. So,
did it direct the tracks?
Yes.
Yeah. Is that the Eccleston Lake?
I've seen that.
Have they fixed it already?
But yeah, I was just really impressed with the coordination between all. There was no jurisdictional lines. Nobody was. It was just all hands on deck. Everybody just got to work and did their thing. Wow.
How does a wreck railroad tracks?
That was probably sucked up all the rock.
Yeah, I think it was a tornado.
That's crazy. Yeah. Wow.
I mean, I had to move the valve.
But
well, didn't you see the spirals up by Peterson's up there that the thing cut in the ground?
No, I didn't.
But yeah, I was just wholeheartedly impressed. I sent you guys the press comments that I read out at the press conference for Valley City that Glenn had invited us to, and like I just. I'm very grateful that we have such a good working relationship with all of our departments now. We've worked really hard to build that. And that event was a testimony of that, because they're just, it was all hands on deck and we just got to work. And it was, that's how it's supposed to be.
And that it was, I mean, it virtually was countywide, because before that thing got done, it had spread from north border to south border.
Yeah.
Before it got out of the county. So that you guys did what you did. Congratulations and thank you.
Yeah, and I'm just really proud of everyone. I had dispatch directors reaching out for me from Williston and, you know, Red River and checking in, and it was just really nice to have that support and that teamwork. So, I'm just really impressed with everyone as far as response went with the storm. So, thank you. I have a siren update for you. We will have a tower built in Valley City. There was an agreement signed with the City of Valley City. It was signed or approved to be signed. I haven't followed up with Jared as to where that's standing at yet, but it should be built this season. So they did get a lease, land lease and whatnot. Our new repeater for our county digital channel that we approved like back in October, November is getting installed today.
Good.
And we're still working on testing and coverage. We're in a system freeze at the moment, so I can't add any new radios or anything in June. So as soon as that's lifted, so July, it's really July 1st, so probably next week after the holiday, I would guess, we're going to add a mobile program, a mobile, to see what coverage looks like with that. I've been working with Brian Zastpool with Red River Dispatch, and just working through utilizing our VHF system to tie into our 800 to give us better coverage, like up at the lake and whatnot, and playing with that and making our system work for us. I've never had formal training on our radio. It's just been what I've picked up here and there over my years. And so I have been a royal thorn in the state's side, as Jared will happily tell you, I'm sure. But just picking their brain, and so we're set up for success and that we're set up the right way, so we're not stuck in the same cycle. So that's been consuming a large amount of my time. But hopefully when I get... We were off the list for transition this year. Now we're back on. I still don't have a date or anything, but as soon as I know exactly when the tower will get built and when I have a timeline, then I'll start really hitting, working with the agencies and whatnot and getting their sign-off on programming and whatnot. And we have most of our pre-work done. It's just a matter of meeting with them, starting their training, and then looking at that once we get to onboarding. So I feel like we're in a good place with that. It's just a lot of hurry up and wait. So, we were asked to participate in a grant or be a carrier of a grant, apply for a grant, which I did, for a pilot project, essentially a proof of concept project for
kind of the 911 Association / North Dakota Association Counties, Next Gen 911. It's a Safe Roads, Safe Streets, Safe Roads for All grant. It's essentially what it is. It'll provide us a comprehensive safety action plan, so a road safety plan for Barnes County. We haven't had one since 2015, I believe, is the last one we had. So Jamie would get some benefit out of it with the highway department, and then we would have it would offer us and pay for essentially a CAD-to-CAD integration with Stutzman County. And what that would offer us is, instead of putting a caller on hold to call Stutzman County to page out Jamestown Ambulance to go, because they have a pretty good, I don't know, probably 15-mile by 8-mile section of response area into our county. So I have to put the caller on hold, call over to Stutzman County, have them page out the ambulance. The ambulance gets paged out. There's just no, like, cross-communication. Mm-hmm. I would just be able to send the call for service and send the request over to them. They would be able to see exactly what we entered, and so it would literally just work together. Our systems would talk and work together.
So you said this is a grant, so it costs us nothing?
There's a 20% match, but it's all by in-kind, where it's not, it costs me my time, essentially, for reporting.
Okay.
So yes. Yes, but I was able to get it
in kind.
DOT donated $7,000 essentially with accident reports, and we have it's covered in kind. So,
mm-hmm.
Yep. If we get awarded it, it'll be about a 2-year project, reporting-wise and research-wise. It's the Comprehensive Safety Action Plan, and then a demonstration project. The demonstration project is the CAD-to-CAD, with the goal of being a proof of concept that is what we need to look at statewide. The 911 Association and STEPS Committee has been really trying to figure out a way or a vehicle for like a statewide CAD or something like that. I don't know that a statewide CAD would ever go. They kind of nixed that idea. CAD to CAD can be very expensive when you have a bunch of different vendors that have to talk to each other. Stutzman and us were picked or asked and approached because we have the same CAD system, and so it was a lot easier to tie those together to do that. And at the end of the day, even if it, you know, it doesn't go anywhere statewide, we would still have that, and it would still greatly help our operations. We would truly be able to back up for each other. If Stutzman went down, we could completely dispatch for them, have all their information, especially with siren coming. We just log into their console, and boom, we're dispatching for them, and vice versa. So, yeah. That's that. That's what I got.
Busy week, too.
Yep. It's been busy, but that's okay. We're rocking and rolling. I get mapping requests all the time still. I'm working through some stuff at the tax office for Stacy. We've got a good thing going on there with the chain of information now, I think, and the flow of information there. Jesse, with her planning and zoning, has started to integrate address requests at like the permit level now. So when subdivisions are built, I have a say in that, which I'm supposed to anyway, because I have to name the roads and develop that anyway. And so that's been really great. She's been very helpful with that and just getting a handle on it. So, and working with Dan with the City of Valley City. Once siren slows down, then I'll hit the small towns hard and make sure that I get the rest of those completed. Like I have like Litchfield, Wimbledon, Pillsbury, Arisca, Catherine left. So, and that involves me meeting with the town council, getting their approval, whatever. It's just time consuming, so mm-hmm. I work on it here and there, but I try to get people's requests done the day of that they send it to me, and typically I can meet that. So, I've only had one angry person, and then they weren't angry after I got done talking with them. So.
Good.
I notified you guys of that, I think.
Yeah.
This is Pete and Bill, so. He calmed down afterwards.
Yeah, I get angry calls. So.
But, so yeah, that's when I know.
I see in the bills we had one $40,000-some contract for Motorola. Is that a yearly or a 2-yearly?
So that is our radio that doubled this year because we're on our year 6 contract. So that's our radio contract. For the first 5 years, it's system upgrade. So we're on a system upgrade year, so they'll like refresh all of our equipment with that state contract. And so that's why it doubled, because it was 20,000 last year.
Does it go back to 20 next year?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep, it'll go back down a little bit last
year. I figured it was a yearly.
I was guessing, I should have sent an explanation with that. I was wondering if you had questions.
That's why you're here. We just ask.
Yep. Yeah, so that one, they have a 3% or a, there's a, I don't know how it's worded, but it's a 3% or whatever maximum, because last year it went up a lot more than it was initially supposed to, and we argued with Motorola on it, because we're honest, there's all the PSAPs in North Dakota are on that contract.
Right.
And so, yeah, but next year it will go back down again. I don't know if it'll go back down to 20,000, but it will go back down. It will not be doubled. This is just a system upgrade year. So I have that breakdown. I can bring that at budget time, too, so you guys can see it out in the future if you want to. I think I put it in there last year or the year before, but I can make sure that's in there every year. So.
Alrighty.
Thank you.
Yeah. Any other questions?
I don't think so.
Thanks
for your time. Thanks, Sarah. Nope, that's fine. It all worked out.
It did.
Auditor's office. Approval of minutes. We'll do that first. So.
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes.
Second?
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Julie.
Okay, then we have that gaming site authorization for. Is
Is that just a renewal then? Or they had it?
Yes.
They've had it there before, right?
Yeah.
And it's Hope Fire Department? Is that right?
Yeah. It was before, isn't it?
Yeah. I'll make a motion to approve.
Have a motion and a second?
Second.
A motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none. Roll call.
Pete?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Mike?
Yes.
Motion approved. So,
and then, let's see. The one thing I noticed on the disaster resolution deadline, we need to have a deadline for that so we know when the end of the overtime for the exemption board. Like I noticed, like in the city of Valley City, they have like a 30-day, they don't expect for 30 days. The parks didn't have anything. So,
what have we done in the past?
I have no idea. What have we done in the past?
Sure, we had them for floods and stuff.
Yeah.
Snowstorms, probably even. I think if the city went 30 days, we should be okay with 30 days.
Yeah. We double check with Bill.
Okay.
We'll check with Bill, okay.
Not today, but.
Next meeting, maybe.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it'll still be within the 30 days at that time, so.
Yeah.
And then
we attended
the auditor's treasurer's.
Yeah, that went well.
That went very well. A lot of information. We went over these caps and how they're calculated. A lot of work. Nobody's happy about it. There's going to be a new election system, so that's going to be tied into this year too.
Again?
New election system.
Yep.
Why? They passed something during the legislative session because I missed that one.
It's going from Oasis to there's another system we're going to. So in January, we'll be doing mock elections and other training stuff going on this year too.
Well, as I say, if they're doing a new system, they better have it before next year. Because
oh, yeah. There's going to be counties estimates after the
it's a new system.
Julie, I never got your Hungry Pelican application.
It was on, I saw it somewhere. Which one was it? I got it, so you should have.
Did you get the Hungry Pelican?
Done with the minutes.
You should have been talking to us.
It was with the minutes? Because I got the minutes in here and I actually said the ball. I didn't get anything with the minutes, just the minutes.
Yeah, I'm not sure where I saw it, but I did see it.
It was probably...
I got an emergency...
Was it with the agenda?
Might be with, yeah.
Oh, was it with the agenda?
Yeah,
okay, probably. Well, then I'll have to look at that, so thank you.
It was with one.
With what you guys learned last week, we have some things we got to take care of too, don't we? As far as that new ruling, as far as making a policy for people speaking at meetings?
Tanya has got that on the next agenda.
Okay.
So, yeah, it will be.
Good.
Yeah, and we'll just have to designate a time on this, on the agenda when you want it. In the beginning or the end, or?
Yeah, oh, I think we'll find out after the legislative session's done.
And it's nothing you have to answer to, it's just for them to talk, so.
We had a policy before, I don't quite understand, but anyway.
Yeah, it's on this lower end.
Okay. Anything else?
Two agendas.
That we need to deal with today? Or
I don't think so.
Okay.
Well, there was a guy in yesterday who was a little upset with the road closure, and I believe it's a county. If there's anything we can do about it, it's on 47th Street, Norman Township. The road was closed right at the closure instead of like a mile before, so you have to go all the way down the road to find out it's closed and go all the way back to find a different route. It was a mail carrier that was a little upset about that because he doesn't get paid for extra mileage like that.
That's government.
I don't think...
And the townships don't have the money for all the signage, so...
I think there's anything we can do.
No.
I did give him the name of some of the township officers that would follow him.
Okay. I know that's an issue in some townships, but it's just the... It's a lot of signs.
Yeah.
Some of them have them, some don't, so...
The road was supposed to be done on Friday, but they still have the signs up this week, so...
Oh. Okay. Anything else?
No.
Okay. Commission discussion. Pete?
Most of my meetings are let next week, but I did have a report from the VA. I'm sure Mike got it too.
Yeah.
1,623 miles for June, 40 rides. They had 217 phone calls, 121 walk-ins to the office, and 7 appointments. And now she has... We do have a conference call scheduled for July 15th at 9 a.m. with the Lemoore County Commissioners to discuss the fees for the year.
Yes.
We had talked about doing it today, but Bill was gone. So, and then got to report the airport insurance was paid $5,980 for the year. I wasn't on there last year, so I assume it's about the same as what it was. And that's all I got. Like most of our meetings are next week.
Okay, Mike?
City County Health, we had bulk of it was talking about some of the septic issues. It's still working on one down Enderlin at the crossroads, one Litchfield, one up in Rogers, and still trying to get some contact for the pool up to Wesley Acres. And then this coming up next meeting would be looking at some. Like evaluations of Katie and looking at some job descriptions and what all she was tied into, what duties she has down there. We're looking at that. But other than that, it was pretty short.
Is there a behavioral health meeting this month?
I don't know.
That she does. I thought I seen something.
Could be, I did. I don't know.
Yeah. Okay.
That's the only thing I've had here in class.
Okay.
Couple weeks.
Becky?
I went to all my meetings, but there wasn't a lot going on. South Central Regional Council, there is a CDBG grant. Apps are supposed to be put in for the 15th, I believe, and they are accepting all kinds of apps. This is supposed to be for energy, but they will accept other applications too. I gather that they're not getting a lot of applications, so put yours in.
For cities, towns, or individuals?
Cities and towns, pretty much, yes. Well, you know, fire departments too, so any kind of those entities. Any kind, anything that you need, just put it in. If it gets tossed, well, at least they have it in mind, and maybe you'll have another grant opportunity later on.
So it doesn't matter what the grant is or what they're asking for? Or?
Right. It doesn't matter what you're asking for. Just put it in.
Anything. Okay.
Anything. Anything that's needed. So it's supposed to be for energy, but, you know, what is energy? You know, as a new pump energy, well, yeah, it's more energy efficient, so I don't know. So so they said, they suggested that there wasn't a lot of applications and they'd like you to put in anything you have in the county. So the library, we did a technology, we're going to put in a technology, not agenda, never mind.
Kiosk or something?
No, a plan, technology plan, so that we can put it in and then we will always have it and we'll know what we're supposed to be doing all the time. So they're going to do that. They are going to go to an NDLA tribe conference and it's in Grand Forks, and so they're all going to run up there and we're going to be closed for half a day on, I think, Friday. Anyway, everybody needs training, so we all agreed that, and since it was so close, it was a good idea. Other than that, Hildy's no longer on the board now, as of July 1, so we've got a new person coming in.
And who's a new person? I see Phil Mueller's going to be on there.
Yeah, we voted her in last time. I can't remember her name.
That other woman's on there?
Yeah.
But is Phil Mueller on there now, too?
He's a city.
Megan Bergen.
Yes.
He's a city rep.
Well, Megan Bergen was the one that we voted in.
Have you met her?
No, we have not yet.
Yeah.
But
do you think Phil is on there, too?
Phil's on there, too, from the city.
Okay,
the
I saw Phil's Bergen. Name on there for something.
Yeah. Yeah.
He'll do good.
Yes.
And let's see, I did go to the HUD housing. They're still working on getting two new boilers. And so they'll be working on that. They'll be working on some updated renovations. And they're doing really well. So kudos to HUD housing. So that's it.
I see they had some tree damage on the HUD house up there. So.
Was there tree damage up there?
Just for that row of houses by Julie's place, across from the water towers.
Okay.
The roof had been banged up.
Okay.
And I have nothing. I had a museum, and I told you guys about that last time, and I haven't had a meeting since then. So, well, the annual meeting, which I didn't make it to, but for the museum. I have social service next Monday. And water board, it'll be all weeks down the road here. So,
Development Corporation, I see, is delayed a week. You see that?
Yep.
It's like middle of the month?
Yep.
Okay.
Which will be the same time that I'm sure the water, because it's the second Monday.
I think
it's later than that, even.
It'll be
for development.
Yeah. It's a week later than usual.
Yep. So, they'll be spread out. All righty. Anything else? For the good of the cause.
I'll make a motion to adjourn then.
All those in favor?
Did you find that Canyon Sites app?
So moved.
Did
We're done.
Did you find the whole gaming site on the app?